Okay, I have a confession to make. Sometimes I can be a bit spiritually thick, a bit of a slow learner, if you will. Sometimes what I really want to do is race out and do stuff without checking in with God first. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever wondered why it is that some of your plans fail? I mean, you have this great idea, you step out to make it happen, and splat, you fall flat on your face. There are lots of reasons why plans fail, but one of the most common is that we think we can go it alone. We imagine that because God's on our side, everything's going to work out fine. He'll just toddle along behind us and make it all happen because we thought it was a good idea. The mistake in that is that you're turning the creator-creature relationship on its head. Rather than checking in first with God to see what His plans are, to see whether our plan fits into His, we simply expect God to dance to our tune. Now, you don't have to be a genius to figure out that God doesn't work that way. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. It's so easy to race out and just do stuff. It's a temptation that confronts me on a daily basis because I'm the sort of person who just wants to race out and do stuff. But when you commit your plan to God first, if it's a bad idea, if He has a better idea, if He has a completely different plan altogether, He'll soon tell you. On the other hand, if it's a good idea, if it's part of His plan, He'll be right in there with you. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The more time you spend in God's word, the more often you allow God to speak into your heart, the more in tune you're going to be with His plans and purposes. It's just how it goes. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you become all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.